straight back again to the girl I left behind me.
Phil Slates, and I'm with Mike and Nathaniel Rabb today, musical family members. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
All right, glad you could make it. Mike, could you maybe tell us a little bit about your initial involvement in the folk community?
My involvement in the folk community came from Nathaniel's involvement in the folk community.
All right. Well, you've been playing guitar for about 30 years, haven't you?
Although I was more interested in popular music and only, you know, on the side when folk music met popular music, that's when I got involved in folk music. But the folk music genre, I think my knowledge of it was mostly of the 60s, decade of folk music
The great folks here.
Yeah.
Well, when we joined the society, we came for about a year, and then he got dragged into the position of music director. So that's when he started learning about it.
And you were mentioning where folk meets pop. What kind of styles of folk are you playing?
Anything we can get our hands on.
Well, just recently we were talking about John Hartford. We came into knowledge of him through the Down from the Mountain production based on O Brother, Where Art Thou. So that movie, I think, had a little of a door-opening effect on our knowledge of other folk music.
We try to play styles ranging from kind of blues to bouncy songs, fun songs, a little bluegrass, or really old time, just about anything we can approximate the sound of.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard you guys do some gospel as well.
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you would know, you know.
Well, we've done some gospel more along the four-part harmony of hymn tunes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not so much the blues gospel.
Well, we haven't performed it though. I kind of like to mess around with that at home. But mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and besides the two of you, actually, at some point, there's more members of your family that are involved.
Yeah. Well, my brother Jonas plays guitar, and Henry plays mandolin, and Toby likes to sing. So.
My wife Amy. Felt it very important to teach the boys some level of music. Both of our families have a lot of musical background, and so we thought it would be a shame if they grew up not knowing any music, how to sing in a harmony or something. So we tried to start them on shape note singing and playing dulcimer. By that time, Amy had been playing dulcimer for a while. So that was kind of the entry level for each kid, is to start learning dulcimer and start singing a little bit. Nathaniel kind of took off with it. Amy started teaching him piano, and according to the standard lesson structure, about a month into it, he said he wanted nothing of it. He was more or less pushing away from it. So he said, okay, you can just, play the piano whenever you want to pass by. And he really flourished on that.
We came back to piano book piano books several times, but it never lasted more than a week to a month.
It's awful hard to carry a piano around, isn't it?
Too.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a lot of instruments in your hands, Nathaniel. What all do you play?
The instruments I have picked up and being able to pick out a tune on go about 10, but the main ones I feel comfortable performing with are the mandolin, fiddle, banjo, dulcimer, maybe, and guitar. Mm-hmm.
What's the maybe the most difficult one you've been trying?
Banjo.
Banjo?
Totally, because the fingerings aren't very intuitive. I think it goes D, G, B, D, plus the drone string. So that's a really weird fingering, so you have to get used to the new fingering. And then keeping the fingers on your right hand, plucking it constantly, in a pattern or changing up the rhythms. It's really, really complicated.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what all do you play?
I started playing guitar after my dad when I was five. Mm-hmm. I picked up the trumpet when I was in junior high. I think that's when I started learning to read music. And of course, the bass guitar, the bass is a variant of the guitar, but that's pretty much it. It's trumpet and guitar.
There we go. Well, you were recently re-elected as the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society Music Director. What do you feel about the position? What are you trying to bring to it? And what are some of the enjoyable parts of that?
I feel honored to be allowed to be the director. I think it requires somebody for the gigs, to lead the gigs, to be able to lead the practice. I hoped that while I was here, I could, at some level, help bring some a higher level of musicality to the big band group.
It's worked out well, huh?
It has.
We got back to playing some of the older songs. Disillusioned with the styles because we've heard it over and over and over. But then when we find out older songs like the Moonlight Medley,
Maybe best kept back in the recesses of our songbook. So
that's why they're back there. And when you say new songs, of course you mean new old songs.
Right,
well, yeah,
right.
New to us.
So with Father's Day coming up this month, Nathaniel, do you have
most of the big band gigs that are around the city? Mm-hmm. But just because I'm getting involved with more outside activities, I'm not able to make it to as many of those anymore. But as far as I can tell, we haven't performed any.
We're looking into possibly other opportunities like farmers markets and other festivals, but that's as our family schedule allows.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, we've been talking with father and son team Mike and Nathaniel Rabb, and since they were talking about playing, well, why don't we go ahead and listen to some tunes from Mike and Nathaniel.
Jordan, to let the cool
mercy. But I find myself haunting in an old-fashioned church, and wherever joining this will have to be. And I'm on my way.
Say, do you know the definition of perfect pitch? It's when you throw the accordion into the dumpster and it lands directly on the banjo. Our next show is dedicated to musical jokes. They're supplied by our society members as well as people who we've come in contact with at various folk events. Listen and see if your favorite musical joke appears. Professor Tim Hoke will weigh in on this philosophical issue, as well as more music and discussions. All this on Local Folk, brought to you by the good folks at the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. Find us on the web at www.indianafolkmusic.org. Here come the credits and events.
Local Folk is brought to you by the Central Indiana Folk Music and Mountain Dulcimer Society. You can find us on the web at www.indianafolkmusic.org. Local Folk is also produced by the following bunch of fun-loving and hard-working people: Phil Slates, Tim Hoke, Gary Ryder, Carla Slates, Nathaniel Rabb, Gary Rogers, Susie Krasick, Dave Slates, Mike Rabb, and a special thanks to our engineer, John Adamson.